Sunday morning, and welcome to another edition of Neon and Beyond. I'm your host, Andy Kaye. My guest this morning is Matthew Doble. He is the president and founder of ISP. ISP is a 501c3 public charity. Donations and in-kind gifts are tax-deductible. ISP focuses on providing support to those that are suicidal and for suicide survivors, awareness, prevention, training, pre-screening, and emergency post-suicide family support.
Good morning and welcome, Matthew.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you for having me on your show again. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. You know, I reached out to you. We had you just on in December and a couple times a year. And I thought about you on vacation. You know, different articles coming up in the newspaper and you know, with the economic times and people losing their jobs, their homes, it's a tough time for a lot of people, and with the recent announcements back on the last Monday, they laid off 50,000 people. All of these high caliber businesses, you know, your Sprints, your Home Depots, and stuff like that. I was only imagining what kind of effect it could put on one's psyche, or one's, you know, your life is up in the air now. I don't know, what does one do? Well, first let me ask you, what ISP, International Suicide Prevention, a local suicide prevention organization, is doing to make a difference?
Well, we have a couple programs we're working on. One of the main things that we do that is making the biggest change in the way we address suicide is focusing on the highest risk groups, and those are family survivors. And there is no other group that does what we do. We go out to the suicide scene, sometimes a week later, sometimes hours after the incident, and we will clean the scene for the family. We've found over years, I've been doing this 21 years, so I'm not a newcomer or anything like that, so over the years I've found that and statistics prove this, that those who clean up a suicide scene of a family member or friend are 75% more likely to commit suicide later on in life, because it's a double jeopardy for them, because they've not only lost somebody close to them, but then they have another trauma of cleaning up the scene, which is pretty horrific. And this is happening all the time. Probably about 60 times a day across America, so that's pretty tragic. And our organization was founded to change, first of all, law, so that families were not even allowed to clean up a suicide scene because it's a biohazard. Mm-hmm. And that's the main reason why they're cleaning it up, because the cost is so high. It's about $1,500 per scene to clean up a suicide scene. And that just removes the biohazard. That doesn't restore the home to a livable state, basically, because we tear the carpet out, we tear up wood, we tear out the wall. I mean, take furniture away. I mean, we remove everything that's considered a biohazard, because you don't know what's in blood. Mm-hmm. It could be hepatitis, it could be HIV, and these things live for several weeks in dry blood. So it's very important that you don't clean up a biohazard without proper training or equipment. And my goal is to change the law so that these scenes have to be cleaned up by a professional, certified company. And on top of that, if it's a suicide, there's no funding. Our group is the only one that will assist families. Now, if it's a murder, there's millions of dollars in every state, federal funds that will assist families, even pay their bills. And I'm wanting to tap into that money to start paying for biohazard companies to clean up suicide scenes. It's a mental state, basically, we're in that it's like cancer was in the 70s. We blame the survivors for somebody killing. It's so backwards in our country. We blame those who are suffering and left behind for somebody else's choice. It's crazy. It's insane. You know, we don't make a family go into a hospital operating room and clean it after somebody's died because they didn't have insurance. We don't do that. And we don't make a family go out to a murder scene and clean it. I mean, we just don't do that. But we make families clean up suicide scenes every day in our country. And we're at about 100 plus a day right now. And no one's talking about it. So I'm the town crier, basically.
Yeah.
I'm out here saying, hey, we got to do something about this. And right now with the economy and the way things are going, we need people out there with some solutions. This is a great, if we pass a bill that would make this a law, it would put thousands of people to work instantly.
Well,
and the money's already there. We just shift that money that's put aside for murders and help support these people who are suffering from a loss. They don't have the insurance or the money to pay for this cleanup. So it would instantly put thousands of people to work in every state and put money back into the economy.
Well, okay. How would you go about, you know, would you have to go to Washington or you got to start in Carson City and lobby for it?
I start here talking on the radio about
it. Okay, all right, there you go. You already did start.
I'm certified to clean up scenes. Our organization, we actually can clean up a scene for $25.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, we have gift cards we send out to volunteers nationally, and they go to Walmart and buy gloves and bleach peroxide. Peroxide, you can test for blood, you spray it, and it bubbles, there's blood. And just like if you do on your finger, you put peroxide on your finger and it's cut, it's going to bubble. Same thing we do with spray bottles to test for blood in an area, because you can't see blood. Even if you've cleaned it up, you think it's gone, but it's still there. So you have to test for it, and that's one of the tools we use. And then we have, coveralls that, basically for $25, people go out and they can clean a scene for a family that otherwise would have to do it themselves. And it's too traumatizing. It's traumatizing for our volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to pre-screen the volunteers for days. I have to ask them all kinds of questions so that, because they don't understand the trauma associated with actually doing the work we do.
Right.
It's pretty intense. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I can imagine.
When you're in the scenes, it's like, it's worse than any horror flick you've ever seen. I mean, I have to laugh about it because it's so out there. It's so off the edge of the map when you're doing this. Even the people who are trained in the companies usually only last 2 years, and they can't do it anymore. Huh. The trauma associated with cleaning trauma scenes is too intense, and they have to quit. That's why police officers have a high suicide rate as well, because they see trauma every day. It's disturbing if you don't get some assistance, psychological or counseling, or just talk about it. Because you can't go home and talk about this with your wife.
Right.
You can't go, hey, wow, you can't believe what I saw today. You can't do that.
Right.
Because it would disturb them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you need somebody you can vent with, basically. Hey, you got it like the military is basically a debriefing. That's what that's for. You debrief. You talk about what you saw and what happened and how you felt and how you reacted, and then you're able to go on. And it doesn't stick with you if it's done properly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Michael, Matthew. Mental health tools. If you're having a hard time coping in these uncertain times, what tools does an individual have mentally to deal with all the negativity in their life or coming into their life and the hardship that's with it, comes along with it?
Well, we have a plan that's very basic and rudimentary. I've talked about this on your show before, but I never know if somebody's listening that really needs to hear this. One thing is you need to make a plan for 2009. You should get some kind of a path you're going to be on. Well, what are you going to do? If you're fired, what kind of job do you want to do? What do you really want to do? If you lost your job, that's actually a good thing, because maybe you weren't happy in that job, and there's something else better for you. So get a plan. Get an idea of where you want to go with your life. And it gives you something to look forward to. If you need to go back to school, go back to school. UNLV is probably not a good choice right now, because the economy is hurting everybody. So I think they're laying off students. So may want to do something else. Make a list of your problems. This is a good one. If you got problems, like you got bills, make a list. That way you're not focused on them all day. You write them down, and you say, you know what, I can't pay this bill. Write it down. That way you're not thinking about it. Yeah, it's like a list of things to do.
Yeah, okay.
And your subconscious will work on it. It'll work on it regardless if you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
If you write it down, there's magic that happens. Do that. It's good to start that in the morning, too. Do that in the morning. Write down your problems in the morning and write them down at night. That way you're not having sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
Because then you can go to sleep and you're not focused on them. Say, I write this problem down and say, forget about it until tomorrow morning. And you will. Yeah. It's amazing. The other thing is that I ask people to make a list of things that have made them happy in the past.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. And carry this list with you at all times. Now, this is the day after Valentine's Day, by the way.
Okay.
So, yeah. This is probably...
Maybe there were some good dates last night and
yes.
Maybe some bad ones.
Yeah. You know, if you bought your girlfriend...
Or maybe it didn't even happen, you know,
yeah.
An afternoon spat.
Yeah. Your gift wasn't good enough or you didn't have any money for a gift.
Yeah.
There's a good one.
That's it.
Yeah,
what am
yeah.
I going to do? You know... People were stressed. You know, I was reading that a lot of people were going to spend Valentine's Day at home because of the economy and, you know, the intimacy and the togetherness that's involved in one spouse cooking for the other, just trying to a little more cheaper by spending more time together. But
sometimes that's not a good thing.
Not, yeah, yeah.
You know, I have to say that, you know, women basically are geared on security,
mm-hmm.
and they get insecure when their financial situation is in jeopardy, and guys feel like they need to support their spouses, and when they're not supporting the way they think they should, there's a lot of tension that occurs in a relationship at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of tension going on nationally right now, globally, because of the economic situation. So it's important that you make an effort, even if it's a little effort, to do something to make it so that it's pleasant at home. You can go out and if you don't have money, go out and pick some flowers somewhere, bring them home, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not illegal, you know. You're not going to your neighbor's garden, but, you know, you have to think outside the box. Do something that would be creative for... To make it pleasant at home again, because you gotta be the leader of the home, so you have to present that things are going to be okay to your spouse. If you are confident and convince her that things are going to be okay, they will be. If you're like, oh man, I don't know what to do, I mean, we're probably going to lose the house, the cars, she's going to freak.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That's... I've been married a few times. I know how it works. I mean, I'm not the guy to go to for marriage counseling, but I can tell you how it works. The other thing is you got to get some rest, because when you're stressed out, you don't get your rest, and psychosis happens to everybody. And this is a mental health issue. And you will start thinking crazy thoughts like, hey, maybe it'd be better off if I wasn't here. So those are... It's very important that you get to rest. And another way to do that is write down your problems before you go to sleep so you can get good sleep. If you're still not doing it, then you need to go get a non-narcotic over-the-counter sleeping aid and take that for a couple of days so you can get some rest so that when you go on interviews or go to work, you don't look like, you know, you just came from the crypt.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to look good. You got to feel good. The other thing is eat healthy. You got to eat healthy. It's very important. If you're not eating, start eating consistently and healthy. It's very important. Eat your fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit is good. Try to make it a habit to eat fruit every day.
Okay.
It's really a struggle for some people to
it
do
is.
That.
It
I mean, they sell it at 7-Eleven now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there's some fruit on sale at the 99-cent store, too.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. 99-cent store actually sells organic food, too,
yeah.
If you look for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a good thing.
Fruit, well, for all of its vitamins and all the nutrients, it's good for your body.
Yeah, if you look at fruit like a nut,
right.
If you look at a nut, it resembles the brain.
Okay.
So it's probably food for your brain. You think about avocado, if you slice it in half, it looks like a womb.
Yeah.
It's good for your ovaries. If you look at a cucumber, but, you know, this is a family show, so you can get the picture. You know, if you look at fruit and the size. Okay.
Am I going out for a cucumber salad after this? I'm asking you what.
Well, you got to, you know
extra
what?
Extra avocado, please.
You got to realize the things I'm doing on a daily basis, I got to laugh.
You've got to. You've got to.
I have to laugh because, you know what, I'm crying most of the time, so I have to balance it out. I mean,
absolutely.
I really do. So, you know, like asparagus, you know, it feeds your veins. And then there's the tomato. It looks like it's got four chambers, so it probably will be good for your heart. You think about all these things.
That's right.
Know? You put it all together, and you should eat a variety so that your body's healthy.
Oh, cool.
Another thing is we need to... oh, God, now I got the... the giggles.
That's okay. You deserve to. You need to laugh.
Well, you know, I put a list together of things you could do for free in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Okay.
Because, you know, with the economy the way it is right now, you need to, it's either free or pretty close to free.
Okay.
That's what you need to do right now. If you have no money, it's the day after Valentine's Day. You screwed up yesterday.
Yeah.
So here's a way you can make it up. You know, you can take your wife, if you got gas money, go up to Mount Charleston, get some hot chocolate, sit up there and relax, get away. You know, I should probably just love you for that. And your list of things that make life worth living for, put her on it and make it like you're hiding something from her. And at the top of the list, say the list of things that make life worth living for. And she's at the top. You know what? If she sees that, she'll love you.
All
right. That'll break her heart.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some guys looking to, you know, today, they're up already this morning, going, like, last night was a disaster.
Yes.
I got to do something.
Yes. Well, this is a good way to do it.
All right.
You know, get that list and put her, the first time I kissed Susie or whoever.
Yeah, okay.
You know, my wife is Louise, by the way. I didn't kiss
Susie. Susie's named my dog. No kidding.
So, Mount Charleston, that's a good one.
Okay, good.
You go up there hiking, do a picnic, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a great place to get away. A totally different view. Scenery's changed.
Refreshing.
Everything. Yes.
Revitalizing.
Yes.
You know,
Red Rock. Another one. $5. You drive around the loop. I mean, you'd stop and go hiking. It's great. Give a picnic. You know, have bicycles ride around up there.
Cool.
The other thing is Ethel M's Chocolate Factory. It's over off of Sunset and Mount Vista. It's a great place. Take the kids. They give you free samples at the end of the tour. You get to watch, see how chocolate's made. It's a great place. Another one is the pirate show at Treasure Island. It's a free pirate show. Kids love it. Mm-hmm. And the guys will love it, too, except for don't let your wife see that. It's a kind of a sexy show, but it's still pirates. You know, and the kids love it. Yes. Another one is a great place to find things, and what's going on is Craigslist. This is a...
Yeah.
It's a great tool. I mean, they have... People give away tickets to... the casino shows, they give away. If you look on the free stuff and there's events, people are like the night of a club, they can give you a free pass to go in the club. It costs you $40 to go in.
Oh.
And it's a free pass. Just check out Craigslist. I mean, it's a great tool to find out what's going on, free events, and ways you can do things in town that are free.
Awesome.
And the other thing is Lake Mead. We got Lake Mead right here.
Yeah.
I mean, you go out there. Take a bag of popcorn with you and feed. There's like these huge carp fish up by the dock there. And they just like love popcorn.
Yeah.
You feed them popcorn, they're happy, and the kids get a kick out of that.
It's true.
It's like. And don't fall in the water though. They might try to eat you.
That's true. Smell like popcorn.
Believe it or not, most people don't know we have a zoo here.
Yes, we do.
It's over on Rancho.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a huge zoo. It's not like San Diego Wild Animal Park, but it's a zoo.
Right.
I mean, it's a great place to take kids. It's not expensive. Go there, you know. It's a great thing to do. And another thing is Bonnie Springs. There's a Bonnie Springs. Most people don't know about that either. And there's actually a train out there. You can take the kids on a train ride. Most people don't even know that.
No, I don't love
They have a shootout. They have an old western town out there. They have shootouts. And they have a little zoo out there as well. It's small, but it's still a zoo.
Right.
And another thing is we got libraries here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And they're free to the public. Most
still
people don't
free.
Know that. Yeah.
Still free.
Yeah, you go check out movies. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do in there.
Yeah.
So, as long as it's legal.
Yes.
And another one is the tigers at the Mirage. You know, you can watch the white tigers, and you know, you got glass between you and them, and they can come up right next to the window. They have another one at the MGM too. They have another enclosure at the MGM at the front where they have lions.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. You go do this stuff free and get some exercise, get out and walk around.
Yeah,
stay away from the casino gambling if you're poor.
Yeah.
That wouldn't help your situation.
Right.
Unless you really feel you're going to win, then I don't encourage that. Because it could make your situation worse. You know, it is important to know that suicide, you know, I wanted to say our website, supportisp.org.
Okay.
If you can go there and check out what we're doing, and we got Oscar Goodman right there on the front page, supporting our This Sign Is For You campaign.
Uh-huh.
And around town, you know, the courts assign people to us. We have them stand on corners with signs that say, never give up, or happiness is a choice.
Yeah.
And it's just a positive message for people who maybe are having a bad day that day.
Uh-huh.
And I tell them, I go, you could have 50,000 cars come by, but one car is going to be the one that needs to see the sign. That's what you're out here for. And it's a really interesting campaign. We get a lot of positive response from it, so check that out. Another thing, this last year, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline increased, they've doubled their calls for people that are suicidal. I mean, that's pretty drastic. Mm-hmm. It's 35% higher than it was last year. I mean, that's a huge increase. When you think about it, we're already at a high rate now when you increase it that much, but the statistics won't come out for another 3 years because CDC is behind.
Yeah.
I always say they don't have computers, but you know, it's like, hey, we should be on task and know what the statistics are daily. Because I'm out talking with the coroner. I know what's going on because I'm seeing it. I see the results, but we're not... I don't know if they don't want to talk about it because they're afraid it's going to increase, but if we don't talk about it, it's going to increase. That's the way I see it.
Right, right. Raise awareness.
So the two main reasons that people will attempt suicide or commit suicide are romance and finance. You know, what a day for that.
Yeah.
You know, we're at an economic disaster and the day after Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Bad combination.
Mm-hmm.
But the irony is that this is not... the highest time of suicide rate in a year.
It's not?
No.
Around the holidays? It's, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, maybe around the holidays, Matthew. Like, you know, we've talked about it, but I think you gave me that question around the holidays, too.
You know, the highest area and time of suicide is in April.
April?
Yeah.
Well, tax time?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
Really? Tax time.
Yeah. More than Valentine's Day, believe it or not, and more than Christmas and the holidays.
So, should I have you back in April?
Yeah. Hopefully before tax time.
Not post.
I'll have to
check the calendar. All right, we just want to have you back before April 15th. Sure, like as of now, people are starting to put their finances together because... they're so broke, going like a lot of people are maybe hoping they're going to get a refund, you know, in a couple of months to pull them out of their rut that they're in now, and trying to get their finances together. But you know, common folk, not you know these guys Madoff in New York and these other billionaires who invested in Madoff. A couple of a German guy committed suicide because he lost his whole life savings with Madoff.
Yeah, the irony of that. This happens a lot because I see this where I'm actually at a scene of a suicide,
uh-huh.
and they kill themselves because of financial situation.
Yeah.
And in their mailbox is a check that would have solved their problem. I mean, this happens quite often. And that guy that killed himself in Germany.
Yeah. Yeah.
He 2 days later, the bank had agreed to the terms of bailing him out.
Really?
Yeah, and they didn't know he was dead yet.
Really?
So, I mean...
My God, I didn't hear that.
That's the irony. You know, his corporation's saved, but he's gone. He walked in front of a train. You know, high-speed train. I just find that amazing that people give up. That's why we have that science, is never give up. Because you're giving up 5 minutes before the miracle. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
And you just have to keep going.
Yes, absolutely.
Endeavor to persevere.
Never give up.
I mean, it's very important. No matter what's going on, I don't care what's going on. The world could be falling. You could be arrested for bank robbery. Whatever. It just, you know what? Just go on. You know, it's too tragic for the people who love you to end your life this way. It really is. And you don't want to have that as your thing that people remember you for.
Yeah.
I mean, you want people to remember you in a loving way, not he killed himself.
And going through life asking why, asking yourself
right.
why.
Right.
My goodness. Matthew, we got about 5 minutes left, and we only got halfway through about what we wanted to talk about today.
Well, I think we got through a lot of
a lot of great stuff.
One thing is, you go to our website, supportisp.org, and if you donate $25,
yes.
you will help one family. So my question is, how many families will you help today? And if you don't have the money, there are ways you can help our organization. You go to our website, there's a search bar underneath volunteers, and you click on that, and you can download a toolbar that, when you search the internet, every time you click on a sponsor link, when you do that toolbar, it gives us 10 cents. Now, it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you're doing that 10 times a day, every day for a month, that's $30. That's one scene you can clean up just by surfing the internet. And everybody surfs the internet.
Right,
so
sure.
This is a great tool you can use to help our organization. The other thing is you can go send us an email, say you want to do this Sign is For You campaign.
Okay.
And after 10 hours of standing on a street corner someplace where people can see the sign, you make your own sign, take a picture of yourself holding it, we'll post it on the website saying, you know, this you're actually promoting positive mental health in our community. You're wanting to make a difference. The sign just basically says happiness is a choice. And it is.
Yes, it is.
You know, if you don't believe me, give me a call. And my number is 702-743-4340.
Mm-hmm.
And go to our website, supportisp.org, and you can call me. There's a number on there as well. And I'll talk to you personally. I'm the president of International Suicide Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk to you personally. I'll come meet you. I'll come see you, whatever you want. I'll prove to you that happiness is a choice. So you can actually make the sign, stand on a street corner, and be making a difference in our community. And like I said, you got 50,000 cars go by, but there's going to be one that somebody's going to be praying for a sign.
Yeah.
And they're going to see you standing there on the corner. It's going to freak them out, for one thing.
Yeah.
The next thing is they're going to know that somebody cares about them. And because you could literally save somebody's life that day.
That's great. I mean, without really even knowing it.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, the L.A. Clark County Department of Mental Health, this is a great little thing that they put up. The most important thing for somebody who's suicidal or depressed is to ask for help. Ask for help. Sometimes it's the most difficult thing you can do in your entire life
mm-hmm.
is to ask for help. But you know what? People will miss you and you're loved. So ask somebody for help. And if they don't give you the right answer, go to somebody else. And never stop. Call me.
Yes.
Go to our website. I'll talk to you. Now, I do want to thank Lotus Broadcasting for having me on, because I know they're donating this time for having me on the show. And Andy, I appreciate everything you've done for us and having us on. There's a couple of corporations like the Gary Fike Appraisal Company. They support us hugely.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon Corporation, they clean biohazardous sites for us. The John Lavelle family, they're NLP specialists that we work with. That's neuro-linguistic programming. Huge work we do with people who are suicidal. And it actually, we've had great success with the technology that we're using. So, you know, don't give up. And we have solutions for you.
Don't give up and promote positive mental awareness, all right?
And eat some fruit.
Eat some fruit. Well, thank you, always. Matthew Double, president of International Suicide Prevention, 743-4340, area code 702-743-4340?
Yes.
Okay, get a hold of you anytime. And, of course, supportisp.org is their website. Matthew, I guess we're going to try and get you on before tax day.
Yeah.
All right.
I would look forward to it, Andy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That does it for this week's edition of Neon and Beyond. If you have any comments or questions, you can drop me a line, care of Andy K, 8755 West Flamingo Road, beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, 89147. Or you can email me, andy@komp.com. Just go to werlv.com for more information. Have yourself a wonderful day. I'm Andy K.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's rock.
Good idea.
KOMP, Las Vegas.
Uh-oh, it's time.
Is it hammer time?
Comp 92.3.
Ready, set, rock.
The Rock Station.
Well, good morning, my friends. I'm Demo Dave. 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I believe it's time for the Floyd Fix. Digging into a few tracks on the Division Bell this morning. Great masterpiece from Mr. David Gilmour. The Floyd Fix, heard exclusively on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.